chapter 16. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Some people say I have an attitude. Maybe I do. But I think you have to. You have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right there. Man, a great tennis player, Venus Williams, said that. You've heard it said, success starts with attitude. I believe that statement is almost correct. Your attitude is the second part of your Fit for Life game plan, and it is crucial to your success, but it all starts with your thinking, because your mindset is what leads to your attitude. Your thinking is what ultimately creates your attitude. Your attitude creates your actions. Your actions will determine your results, and then your results will ultimately dictate what you get out of life. So why is your attitude so important? Your attitude, like I said earlier, directly determines your actions. Your attitude affects what you feel, which impacts how you act. Your attitude will influence how you execute the daily action steps to get to your Fit for Life lifestyle. Your attitude will directly affect your performance. Your attitude reflects who you are, as what is on the inside, you know, you heard it said before, what's on the inside comes out. What kind of results do you want to get? What kind of life do you want to live? Well, hey, starting today, you will choose to bring that attitude that lines up with getting what it is that you desire. Mentally tough heroes like you learn how to remain focused through good times, but also through bad times. Even when things are not going your way, you have got to manage your emotions, and you've got to set yourself up to win, baby. To be fit for life, your attitude has got to be one of, I'll do what I have to do to win, period. I will not be moved by what I see. I will not allow my emotions to control me. A winner's attitude is positive, expectant, and expecting the best even when it doesn't feel like that's what you're going to get. There is an I can do it attitude of expectancy that you will achieve your dreams and your goals and your ambitions. Winston Churchill once said, the price of greatness is responsibility. I once had a first responder, just like you, walk into my office and say, Coach, this whole attitude thing that you talk about, I've been working on it and I don't feel like it's working. I remember like it was yesterday. I paused, looked at him, and told him the same thing I'm going to tell you. You don't win in life by going how you feel. I can assure you that if you choose to allow your emotions and how you feel at the moment to control you, your attitude will stink. Your attitude's a choice, baby. Your life will go in the direction that you choose for it to go in. You will have what you choose to have. Life is going to happen. Life is not fair. Life is not unfair. Life is life. You don't always feel like having a fit for life attitude, but I can assure you that most of what you get out of life is determined by how you choose to react to each and every circumstance. So make a choice each day to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Evaluate whether your attitude is lining up with who you are and what you stand for. You've heard it said before, if you think you can, you will. And if you think you can't, you won't. It's your choice. Today, to be fit for duty and fit for life, you will choose to check your attitude throughout the day to make sure it lines up with who you are and what you are after. Today's take action. My attitude starting today will be, I will choose to check my attitude and take 10 seconds before I react in the following environments. The 10-second rule, be proactive, not reactive. Today's winning confession. I choose today and each day to have a winner's attitude. My attitude starting today will line up with who I am and what I stand for and what I am after in life. I will no longer allow my feelings, emotions, and the situations of life to determine my attitude. I will win today. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.